Hello, warm-hearted viewers, and welcome to today's episode of Golden Age Technology here on Supreme Master Television. Water is an essential ingredient for all life on the planet, yet one of the most real threats to the continued survival of all beings is its rapidly shrinking supply. Recent figures from the World Health Organization say an estimated 884 million people are currently living without access to clean drinking water. Droughts brought on by climate change, mismanagement of water supplies, and the unconscionable amounts of water consumed by the wasteful and harmful practice of factory farming, which is also the number one driver of global warming, are factors very much responsible for the drop in available pure water. Many diseases, causing millions of deaths every year, are related to the use of unclean water. In the developing world, it is estimated that 80% of all diseases are caused by a lack of sanitation and impure water. Around the world, for children under the age of 5, waterborne diseases are the leading cause of death. Due to climate change, we are truly facing a planetary water crisis. New ideas and technologies are required to help produce clean, potable water. Thankfully, many forward-thinking companies around the world are working to create techniques to generate safe water from innovative sources. For example, Ecolo Blue, a US-based company which was co-founded by former South African-American professional tennis player and Olympic silver medalist Wayne Ferreira and American entrepreneur Henry James Tilleman, has designed a machine that generates drinking water directly from the humidity in the air. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Tilleman about his company's amazing products while he was in Canada.
It's a product that generates water from the humidity in the air. We have home office machines that can generate 7 gallons or 28 liters on a 24-hour period, or an industrial machine that can generate 50 gallons or 200 liters in a day, 200 liters in 24 hours. Pure water, we have introduced a mineral filter, so it releases even minerals while the water is being generated.
Right.
So you have mineral water generated from the humidity in the air.
So it actually takes water from the air, goes through the machine, and pure water comes out.
Yes, indeed. There's basically 5 filters, of which one is an osmosis filter, and 2 UV light. And the water coming out is basically without any impurities.
Wow, that's brilliant. Especially for Asia, there's a lot of humidity in the air. This machine would be perfect for that.
Anywhere in Asia, strangely enough, people will be surprised, but actually there's a lot of other areas in the world, actually even in the southern part of the United States. In Europe, of course, we have a lot of water issues on the southern part of the European countries. So actually for this product is widely needed.
How about right here in Vancouver, Canada, where the climate's a little bit drier? Can we still get water from this atmosphere?
Well, the threshold is 35%. And in this room, the industrial machine that is supposed to be outside, really, has been generating water even at 35%. The downfall of it is that it basically has to work harder, but it generates water even in a situation that is not necessarily designed for. So the machines actually are working extremely well.
So can we try some water from your machine here? Thank you, sir. It's nice. It tastes clean, pure, fresh.
And we have 2 features. We can have cold water at 7 degrees Celsius or 44 Fahrenheit, or hot water, very close to boiling actually, to 199 Fahrenheit or 94 Celsius. So we can do instant tea, instant coffee.
We next move on to drinking water, created with the power of the sun. For places where there is no piped water, or times of emergency when water becomes scarce, AquaSun International, a US-based company, offers a line of portable water purifiers that can cleanse water from most freshwater sources, including ponds, lakes, and rivers, using carbon filters and ultraviolet light. These purifiers are easily transported to any location. They can run on solar power or 12-volt power from any source. With solar-powered batteries, 15 liters of water per hour can be produced. With a 12-volt power source, nearly 230 liters of water can be produced every hour. AquaSun International has a variety of models to meet different demands. Larger devices, which also can be powered by solar energy or a generator, can purify nearly 3,800 liters of water per day. The village of San Miguel, Guatemala, had one of the company's purifiers installed thanks to a donation by the charity Rotary International. In a thank you letter to the company, a Rotary International representative said that previously the village's water source resembled pea soup, and now all residents have crystal clear water to drink, thanks to the solar-powered device. We will take a brief pause, and when we return, we will profile more equipment designed to generate clean water from a variety of sources. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
There is one lady, and she had to go for 2-3 hours every day to fetch water. We're pumping 20,000 liters of water a day, and now she doesn't have to go and fetch water anymore. And her daughter, who was helping her, now goes to school.
Watch our feature program on Ms. Sivan Akolborowicz, founder of Jewish Heart for Africa, recipient of the Shining World Compassion Award and a $30,000 contribution from Supreme Master Qinghai.
I am extremely grateful to the Supreme Master Qinghai for her generosity, for everything that she does for humanity and for helping us.
This Saturday, August 22nd on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. Many regions of the world today are facing critical water shortages. Droughts, deforestation, and unsustainable livestock raising are putting enormous pressure on the world's freshwater reserves. From a technological perspective, what are some ways we can enhance our water supplies? One method of producing drinking water is desalination of seawater. Desalination is the process of removing salt and other minerals from ocean water to make it suitable for human consumption. Currently, desalination remains an expensive and energy-intensive project. But thanks to new technologies being developed, it may soon become a more affordable option. Japanese company Haman Technology has developed a system to desalinate seawater at one-fifth of the cost associated with operating currently available desalination systems. It can produce 3.7 liters of drinking water from just 10 liters of seawater. One of the reasons desalination is such an expensive procedure is because of the energy required to boil large amounts of water at a very high temperature during the distillation process. Haman Technologies' reduced pressure distillation system lowers the required boiling point of the water and thus saves energy. In addition, the company's model is one-third the size of a standard desalinization device and is portable. Not all sites are suitable for a desalinization plant, and the testing process to determine the feasibility of a site is typically one of the most costly steps in constructing a plant, as it requires small pilot plants be built. To overcome this hurdle, researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA School of Engineering, have developed a mini mobile modular, or M3, smart water desalination system. A graduate student on the M3 team, Alex Bartman, states that our M3 water desalination system provides an all-in-one mobile testing plant that can be used to test almost any water source. The M3 may also be used to provide fresh water in emergency situations, such as natural disasters. The system can generate 22,800 liters of drinking water a day from the sea, or 34,200 liters a day from salty groundwater. Another way to address the water crisis is to simply use less water. And here, technology can help us in many respects. A creative young girl in Virginia, USA, is playing her part in conserving water by creating a way for people to better gauge the amount of water they actually use throughout the day. 12-year-old Elizabeth Rintles created her Water Watcher after entering the Going Green competition, sponsored by the Weather Channel, a US television network, by Kids for Kids, an online idea-sharing site for teens. The device, which can be affixed to any faucet, bleeps and flashes a red light to let the user know every time 2 liters of water has been used. Elizabeth hopes that through her invention, people will become more aware of the large amounts of water they use when taking a shower or brushing their teeth. She calculated that reducing her shower time by just 1 minute could save around 3,800 liters of water each year. For her planet-conscious work, young Elizabeth won the competition's prize of $10,000. There are many other ways we can reduce water consumption in our daily lives. Choosing water-efficient appliances is one wise way to be green. An average UK household reportedly uses almost 21 litres of water every day just for washing clothes. Thankfully, newer dishwashers and washing machines are much more eco-friendly than they were in the past, and they will surely continue to improve. For example, one washing machine that may be available as early as next year astonishingly uses only 1 cup, or about 240 milliliters of water, to clean a full load of clothes. UK-based Xeros Limited is working on a device which is based upon technology developed by Professor Stephen Birkinshaw of the University of Leeds, UK. The machine uses thousands of nylon beads to absorb dirt from clothes. The tiny beads are able to remove matter due to the damp and humid conditions created by using a small amount of water mixed with detergent during the cleaning process. After the washing cycle, the beads simply fall through a grill within the machine and can be reused up to 100 times. In addition to these great methods of reducing water, the most effective means we all have to protect the world's water supply is by changing our diet. Adopting the compassionate organic vegan, meaning animal-free diet, saves enormous amounts of water. For example, to grow the grain needed to produce almost 0.5 kilogram of beef consumes a staggering 10,000 liters of fresh water. Even producing just 1 liter of milk requires an average of 990 liters of water. By stark contrast, only 371 liters of water are needed for an entire vegan meal. Indeed, the choices we make when we eat have the single greatest impact in saving the world's limited pure water resources. We thank the many innovators we have profiled today for assisting humanity in gaining enhanced access to clean water or helping to lessen the amount of daily water use. By combining the organic vegan diet with such golden age technologies, our planet will surely have abundant pure water supplies forever. Mindful viewers, thank you for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. May our heightened awareness of our daily habits lead to wiser use of all of Earth's precious resources.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.